Welcome back to the Green Heck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. We're at our second intermission. Evergreen's leading Sun Prairie 2-0. All the scoring coming in the first period. Bryce Dively with a goal for the Evergreens. Austin Shiro with a goal for the Evergreens about 2 minutes later. Both coming at even strength. Evergreens have had two power plays, have not scored. Evergreens have killed off one two-minute minor. Sun Prairie unable to score on its one and only power play opportunity. You just get the feeling Sun Prairie does not seem to generate enough offensive opportunities to get back into this game. If the Evergreens could get up, we've said this before, if the Evergreens could get up by 3-0, give them one more goal, and that's probably going to be enough to get the job done tonight if the 2-0 lead isn't enough already. Shots on goal so far in the game. Evergreens with 27 shots on goal. 12 saves in that second period for Sun Prairie's junior goalie, Jake Thornton. In contrast, Sun Prairie has only 8 shots on goal and 6 saves in the second period for Everest goalie, Michael Moe, who was tested a little bit more than he was in the first period. Even with the snow out, there are some activities happening in the D.C. Everest Athletic Department. First, the big girls' dance competition. The D.C. Everest dance team, always one of the best in the state. And over at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, there are dance teams from all across the state that are in competition today. The other athletic event, the D.C. Everest girls' basketball team, is on the road against Baraboo. The Evergreen girls are 13-1. And undefeated in first place in the Valley Conference. The girls are going to have a lot of fun in the state tournament this year. They are a team that could go deep. They added Baraboo to their schedule as a mid-season addition last year. Baraboo came up here, and tonight the Evergreens girls are returning the favor, traveling down to the lower part of the state. Baraboo was a better team a year ago than they are this year, so it's very likely that the Evergreens girls basketball team will be coming back home with a win. Our next Evergreens broadcast is Tuesday, but we had a choice to make on Tuesday. The boys' basketball team making up a game that was snowed out against Lakeland, and the Evergreens hockey team Tuesday on the road against that very flashy 11-1 record that Wisconsin Rapids has. We will have the hockey game on Tuesday night. And we'll catch up with the Evergreens boys and girls basketball team a week from tonight, next Friday, when the boys and girls basketball team has a boys-girls doubleheader. That's on Friday, January 31st, against Wausau East. The game will be here at the Green Heck Fieldhouse. Teams are back on the ice, and we're getting ready for the third period here on Fox Sports Radio. Evergreens hockey brought to you by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Chris Babiarz is going to take this opening draw against Andrew McGelt. Not quite sure what the delay is in getting this going here. I see we're waiting for the scoreboard to be reset. All right, both goalies indicating they're ready. Puck drops. Third period's underway. Evergreens trying to build on this 2-0 lead. And the Evergreens control the faceoff. Alex Degner sends it into the zone. Goes right through and into the corner. Sun Prairie waiting for it there. Evergreens Chris Babiarz tries to fight to hold the zone. Still loose along the far boards. Now comes back out to the red line where the Evergreens retreat. Still loose. Evergreens try and control it. That's Alex Degner. Puck is loose, and there's a big high hit. We got a penalty coming up. Finally, one of those high hits is called. CJ Troe came way up high against Chris Babiarz, and he'd be lucky if it's only 2 minutes here. Let's see if they take him for a minor or something a little worse. That happened right in front of the referee. 2 minute minor for CJ Troe. The Evergreens go on the power play, so Sun Prairie's going to be living dangerously here. Again, I get the feeling that a 3-0 lead could do it tonight. Evergreens control the faceoff. Nope, Sun Prairie sends it all the way down. Evergreens, Avery Allard will interference. A 2-minute minor for interference. The Evergreens skate with a 5-on-4 advantage. 0 for 2 on the power play so far. Forward to Nate Bruns. Evergreens are onside. Bruns sends it around the boards. It's behind the net here. Brady Burrell has it. In the corner for Plaza. Tries to go back to Burrell. Still behind the net. Thinking about the wraparound. Nope, coming out. Pass a little long, though. The Evergreens still holding it at the blue line. Nate Bruns. Evergreen to Mike Plaza in front. Plaza sitting right on the doorstep with the puck in the corner. See if they can center it out to him. Comes back out to the blue line. Shot on goal. Save. Avery Allen. Traffic in front. Unable to get a stick on it. Brady Burrell for the rebound. And Sun Prairie sends it out. Goes all the way down the ice, and goalie Michael Moe comes out of net to corral it for his teammate Avery Allard. 1:10 to play in the power play. 15 and a half minutes left in the game. Evergreen's up 2-0. Be a great time to be greedy and try and get some more. Nate Bruns is onside. Into the corner. One of the Sun Prairie players there. There's a high hit on one of the Evergreens that's not called. Evergreens fight for it. Michael Plaza in the corner. Now Babiarth looks to center in front of the Evergreen score. Maybe that's the one that'll do it. Chris Babiarth just scored for DC Everest on the power play. And DC Everest is up 3-0. Evergreens had a lot of traffic in front of the Sun Prairie net. And I don't think goalie Jake Thornton got a good look at that. Chris Babiarth beat him from close range, upper left side. And the Evergreens now have a commanding 3-0 lead. Back to 5-on-5 hockey.
Scoring that power play.
Goal coming with 15:30 left in the game.
Number 14, Christopher Babiarth. With an assist.
See who we give the assist to.
Brady
Burrell will get the assist. And Michael Plaza will get an assist as well. Evergreens now up with this commanding 7-0 lead. 3-0 lead, rather. Writing down Plaza's number 7 in my scorebook. Puck now off the faceoff. Goes into the Sun Prairie bench area. Going to have a stoppage here. DC Everest Hockey, sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. Step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Faceoff now is in the Sun Prairie end, goes into the corner. Sun Prairie still can't clear out this puck. Now it's at the blue line, comes back out to center ice. Evergreens are retreating. Grant Dennis now pushes forward, taken right back by one of the Sun Prairie players, who's Tom Luz. Goes cross ice, Luz at the center circle. And now back to Sun Prairie as they will try and get some kind of counterattack here. Pretty good stick handling, Drew Hamilton. Hamilton just got hit hard in the corner. Nate Bruns put the hurt on there, and Sun Prairie barely holds the zone. They keep it in, take it away now by Grant Dennis. Evergreens come back. Dennis does not have numbers. Tries to put it on goal. It's into the skates of one of the Sun Prairie players. 14 minutes to play in this one, and the Evergreens are now up 3-0 thanks to an earlier power play goal. Takedown in the corner, got a whistle. We're going to have another penalty here. Evergreens, I think, are going back on the power play. Whistle came from one of the referees, was cross ice. And you bet they're going to take one of the Sun Prairie players for a slash. Tom Luz is going to serve a 2-minute minor. So the route could be on if the Evergreens convert on this power play opportunity. They are already up 3-0. Evergreens are 1 of 3 on the power play. Luz called for tripping. Evergreens hold the zone off the faceoff. Chris Babiarth is back at the blue line, puts it behind the net. Now in the corner, fighting for it, there is Brady Burrell. Burrell looks to center. A lot of traffic there. Tried for Plaza behind the net, pass a little too long. Sun Prairie gets it out of there, sends it down the length of the ice. Well, now with 13 and a half minutes to play, one of the questions that comes into play, can Michael Moe pitch a shutout tonight? Moe has made only 8 saves so far. So again, Sun Prairie not getting a lot of pressure on the net. You got to wonder if Michael Moe is going to get that shutout. Evergreens have it behind the net. Come back out to the blue line. Avery Allard shot, save! Allard put it right on net. And it's a glove save covered up by Jake Thornton. Reminder for all of our Evergreens fans, you can relive any of the hockey games or basketball games football games from the fall. All of our Everest sporting events are available for your listening pleasure in the podcast section of our website at foxsportswausau.com. Look for the podcast tab at the top of our homepage. Shot on goal off the faceoff. Gloved again by Thornton, and we'll have another faceoff coming to his right. I know there are a lot of people that like to download those podcasts, particularly if their kid or one of their favorite Evergreens players did something good in a specific game. Good so far belongs to goals from Dively, Shiro, and Babyar. So far, Evergreens up 3-0. Now there's 1 minute left in the power play. Comes back out to the red line. Evergreens control. Babyar skates back into the zone. Now into the corner, looking to center. Finds Dively. Shot goes wide. Just looking for the near post. Avery Allard put that on net. Now Michael Plaza fights for it behind. They got Babyar's in front. Save off the blocker. Babyar's was right on the doorstep. And Thornton went down low to deny him. Evergreen still have it behind the net, trying to center. And that centering pass is intercepted by Carson Sanders. Sanders tries to come down the ice shorthanded and now retreats, leaving it in the corner. And he's got a teammate behind the goal there. 20 seconds left in the power play. Evergreens have already tallied one power play. They take the puck away, and they'll have a three-on-three if they hurry. Baby Arge tried to skate, leaves it into the corner, and the Evergreens will get a partial change. The power play is going to go by the wayside. We'll be back at 5-on-5 hockey in just 10 seconds. Now out to center ice. Grant Dennis checked off the puck there. And now with 12 minutes left in the game, we are back to 5-on-5. Here's a bad pass loose on the other end. Sun Prairie unable to keep up with it. Sun Prairie keeps it in the zone, sends it cross ice. Fighting for it now behind the net is Drew Hamilton. Hamilton can't control the puck for the Cardinals. Evergreen's trying to get it out of there. Fighting for the puck is Matthew Yonke along the near boards. Nope, goes behind the net. First time in a while, the Evergreens had a little trouble clearing the puck out. Although Sun Prairie hasn't gotten a shot on goal to show for it. It's along the near board. Sun Prairie does keep it in. Wyatt O'Rourke is now behind the net, and there it is, comes out to the red line. Evergreens did indeed clear the zone. Good work there behind the net by Nate Bruns to finally get it out. Bruns has the puck again. Long pass taken away. Evergreens, they'll have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Coming along the near side. Pass a little hard to handle for Yonke. Yonke will send it into the corner, and the Evergreens will get a partial change here. Sun Prairie trying to catch the Evergreens on a change. They're rushing back along the near boards. Onside. Pretty good stick move from Jeremy Narmer. And then Narmer lost the puck along the near boards. He's trying to carry it into his own himself. And the Evergreens now have it at center ice, where Brady Burrell goes forward. Burrell lost it, and then lost his skates, slid into the boards. Evergreens try a counterattack, take it away at center ice. Back onside, Avery Allard. Allard sending Babyar's, a lot of traffic in front, hit the post! Babyar sent it high off the crossbar, denied a second goal. Babyar scored earlier in the period on the power play and just couldn't get the ricochet here. Here's a shot on goal the other way, shot saved from Michael Moe. Zach Nickerson was skating in and put it on goal. First time in a while that Michael Moe's been tested. Held on to it with the glove. I'm not sure if Michael Moe was hit afterwards or not, because Michael Moe has now taken his glove off, kind of shaking his hand. He's all right. Face-off comes to Moe's right. You know what? That puck dropped. He didn't have his glove back on. All right. Evergreens control it. No harm here. Chris Sackman skating onside. Good stick handling here. Centering just wide through the crease, looking for Bryce Dively, who is going towards the near post. We'll go under 10 minutes to play. Centering pass the other way. Sun Prairie tries to come back off the stick of Brady Bulanos. Now it's behind the net, and the Evergreens clear it out. Evergreens love a 2-on-2 if they hurry. Coming back the other way, they are onside with Bryce Dively. Dively checked off the puck by one of the defenders. Stick check. It's behind the net. Evergreens look to center. They had Chris Sackman in front. Couldn't get the puck to him. Grant Dennis now centering in front. And from close range, just missed. Bryce Dively was at the near post. Couldn't quite get his stick on that puck as it was centered in front. Now it's deflected out of play into the netting behind the Sun Prairie goal. We've got a stoppage with 9:42 to play. DC Everest Hockey is sponsored by the Bone and Joint Center, where you can see an orthopedic specialist right away. No appointment or referral at the new Bone and Joint Center's walk-in care, open in Walsall Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. off the faceoff. Evergreens control this in the corner. 9.5 minutes to play in this one. BC Everest 3, Sun Prairie nothing. And now it's in front. Babyars couldn't quite control the backhand. Goes out to a teammate in front. Babyars tried for the rebound. Couldn't quite control it. Goes off his stick and into the corner. Babyars near the goal line. Has a man in front and fanning on it in front is Tyler Kohler as the Evergreens look for this knockout punch. Still behind the net. Kohler is fighting for it. He's pinned up there. Now coming around for it is Kohler. And the puck goes high off the plexiglass out to the red line. Sun Prairie clears the zone. Evergreens come right back with a cross-ice pass to Austin Shiro. And now the Evergreens will get a change as they leave it in the corner. Sun Prairie, there's a pass behind one of their forwards, and the Evergreens take it along the near side. There's a pass that's into the skate. So a little bit sloppy here both ways as the puck goes along the near boards and now goes behind the Evergreens net. 8.5 minutes to play. Nick Nelson elbowed Derek Tomczyk. They'll play on. Trying to center in front is Sun Prairie. Puck is loose in front of the backhand side. Michael Moe, stick save. Put on goal there by Drew Hamilton. And Moe sticked it aside. Evergreens come back the other way. Michael Plaza onside waiting for one of his teammates just a little bit behind Brady Burrell. Evergreens try to hold in. Offside will be the call. Nope, we're going to have a penalty called here. See who they're going to take because the referee is coming over. Sun Prairie is going to go on a power play. 2-minute minor coming up against Brady Burrell. Sun Prairie 0-for-1 on the power play tonight. Burrell's going to serve 2 minutes. Face off to Michael Moe's right. Sun Prairie holds the zone. C.J. Tro holds it in. Tro wants it back. Slashing is the penalty against Brady Burrell. It's in the corner now for Zach Nickerson. Nickerson goes out to the blue line. A little too long. Sun Prairie can't hold the zone. They're back at center ice, and now they rush in onside. Denver Baker from the corner, carried behind the net, tried to center, there's no one home, comes back out to the blue line, C.J. Tro. Tro puts it on goal, briefly loose in front, Michael Moe got down low, good job guarding that far post. Sun Prairie now goes back out to the blue line, puts that on goal, and it goes wide. Denver Baker going for the far post, misfire. It's in the corner, Sun Prairie's now behind the net. Sun Prairie on the 5-on-4 power play for another 1:15. Evergreens try and hold this shutout. Michael Moe's played well in net. Shot on goal. Save with the blocker. And the Evergreens get it out of there. Send it down the length of the ice. C.J. Tro's been active this shift on the power play for Sun Prairie. Got that one on. Michael Moe blocked it away. Then it went down the ice. Sun Prairie's got another rush. 50 seconds left on the power play there on side. Connor Gurman. Evergreens unseated one of their players there. Michael Plaza with the hit along the near boards. Now an Evergreen defender is waiting for it behind the net. Evergreens see if they can clear this zone high off the boards. Got it out of there and goes down the length of the ice. Evergreens penalty kill trying to go 2-for-2. 30 seconds left in the man advantage for the Sun Prairie Cardinals. Here comes another rush. Nick Nelson. Nope, stick checked away by Avery Allard. Evergreens have a 2-on-2 shorthanded. Allard shot on goal blocked by one of the defenders. Loose in front and covered up by Jake Thornton with 17 seconds left in the power play. Oh, wait a minute. The clock is still running and we do have a stoppage here. Well, you know what? Another 10 seconds ran off the clock, even though we had a stoppage, and I don't think the Sun Prairie bench picked up on that. I did. Should be about 20 seconds left in the power play. Instead, the clock continued to run, even though Thornton had gloved it. Now 10 seconds left in this power play, and the Evergreens are going to successfully kill it off. Puck is loose in the corner. Sun Prairie comes out to center ice. Back to 5-on-5 hockey here. Wyatt O'Rourke has it for the Sun Prairie Cardinal. Looking for Noah Hendricks. Hendricks can't catch up with it behind the net. Now back to the blue line. Traffic in front and blocked away by Michael Moe. That one deflected off somebody in front of the net. And now we've got a whistle. And we have another stoppage. Puck went out of play into the Evergreens bench. D.C. Everest High School Hockey, sponsored by Tulusky and Kennedy Attorneys at Law. They say they're here to help. Representing Evergreens fans with professionalism and integrity, Tulusky and Kennedy call for a free consultation. Faceoff comes to Michael Moe's left. He is 6 minutes away from completing the shutout. Evergreen's lead 3-0. Get the feeling the outcome of this game is not really in doubt. Kind of a methodical effort tonight for the Evergreens. Two goals in the first period, both at even strength. Scoreless second period. And the Evergreens have tacked on a power play goal from earlier in this period for their 3-0 advantage. Puck here slides out to center ice. One of the Sun Prairie players has to retreat. Evergreens chasing that with Bryce Dively. If Dively was a faster skater, would be able to catch up with that for an opportunity. Instead, it's in the corner. Evergreens try and hold the zone here. Sun Prairie gets it out. Nope, Evergreens doing good work to keep it in. Bryce Dively sent it back into the corner. Sun Prairie a little sloppy getting it out there, and the Evergreens more than happy to oblige. Behind the net, Bryce Dively fights for it again. It's in the near corner. See if he comes out to the blue line. Nope, unable to hold the zone. There was Derek Tomczyk. Evergreens at center ice. Now we got a takedown, got to have a penalty here coming up against DC Everest. Looked like Bryce Dively took down one of the Sun Prairie players, and I think Dively's going to go off the ice here. Sun Prairie goes right back on the power play. So this shutout is not going to come all that easy for Michael Moe. He'll have to see his team kill off another 2-minute penalty. They are indeed taking Dively. And the faceoff is controlled by Sun Prairie. CJ Tro. Dively goes down for tripping. And now skating in. Shot and a goal. There's the power play goal. Andrew McGilt. And Michael Moe is frustrated, just pounded his stick into the side of the net, realizing that his shutout opportunity is over. McGilt had the puck on his forehand side, wrapped it around from, about 5 or 10 feet away, and beat Michael Moe upper left-hand side. So the goal comes with 5:01 left in the game. Evergreen's outcome still probably not in doubt here, leading 3-1. See if they award an assist here. I don't think there will be. I think it'll be an assisted goal.
With an assist by number three, Nick.
Nope, Nick Nelson gets the assist.
Number four, CJ Tro.
And CJ Tro. Evergreens now trying to get that goal back. They've got it behind the net now in the corner. Alex Degner fighting for it. Degner looks to center. Disrupted there by one of the Sun Prairie defenders. All right, the Evergreens have to be careful here that they don't give up another cheap one. We've got 4 minutes to play. DC Everest stakes still to a 3-1 lead. Sun Prairie tallying just 15 seconds into the power play there. Back to 5-on-5 hockey. Evergreens try to control this puck at center ice. Along those far boards is Matthew Yonke. Yonke holds it into the blue line. Puck is loose for a moment. And now Sun Prairie comes away with it. Yep, this is going to be kind of a dangerous moment here. You don't want to give up a quick goal that would make things a little more interesting than they should be. The Evergreens have outplayed the Cardinals pretty thoroughly in this game. Evergreens send it cross ice. Sun Prairie retreats and gets it in the corner. 3.5 minutes left. Wrapped around as Sun Prairie tries to get something going here. Brady Manelos. Nope, has to take it away. Evergreen shot just off the blocker and briefly loose in front. That was put on goal by Nate Bruns. Now in the corner, Evergreens look to center. Tyler Kohler loose there, and a goal! The Evergreens get it back. Nate Bruns scores from just outside the far circle. And a minute and a half later, the Evergreens get back the goal they just gave up. And that is going to do it. The Evergreens are going to put this game into the win column. Now back up by 3 goals, 4-1. Nate Bruns. Again, Sun Prairie just gave up too many scoring opportunities there. The Evergreens got a couple of whacks at the net. That was the third shot on goal in that sequence. And it was finally Nate Bruns that beat Jake Thornton. Tyler Kohler is going to get an assist, and Matthew Yonke is going to get an assist. Going to have icing off the faceoff here, and we will come back to the blue line to drop the puck with 2:47 left. Well, this is a good tune-up for the Evergreens. The competition gets much tougher on Tuesday night. A bus trip down to Wisconsin Rapids, where the Red Raiders are 11-1. Their only loss in conference is to Walsall West. They're in second place. We will have that game here on Fox Sports Radio. Looking forward to it. Big test for the Evergreens. A chance to get a signature win. Along the far board, Sun Prairie has it. Sun Prairie's going to try their luck tomorrow against Walsall East. They'll stay in the Walsall area. Here's a shot on goal. Nope, deflected by one of the Evergreen defenders. Zach Nickerson tried to put it on the net. Briefly loose in front here on the backhand side. Got caught on the skates of one of the Evergreens players. Sun Prairie holds the zone. 2:15 left in the game. Behind the net, Sun Prairie looking to center. Loose in front, poking at it, and it comes out of there. Trying to get a stick on that was Nick Nelson, and the Evergreens able to send it out. Kane Gilray, who's on the ice. Hey, nice to see Kane out there. Was able to get that puck away. Evergreens realizing that this is no longer in doubt. They're going to get some of their players that have not seen a lot of action. Chris Babyars is skating off. His night is done. Coming onto the ice is Chris Sackman. Tyler Schubring is out there. So, again, a couple of Evergreens players now with under 2 minutes to play are getting some ice time. Avery Allard is still out there for the time being. In fact, he's the only starter that I see on the ice for DC Everest. And Avery Allard has it at the red line. Goes across to Isaac Shiro. Isaac gets some playing time, too. And this is nice, too, because there was no JV game here. Evergreens carrying it into the corner. 1:15 left. Coming out to the point, Alex Degner. Degner already has a goal. Check that. Degner's got two assists here. That went wide. Comes all the way out to the red line. Evergreens fight for it along the far boards. Send it down back into the zone and behind the net. Got a minute before we're done here tonight. Evergreens 4, Sun Prairie 1. Sun Prairie's got the puck at their own blue line. Now up across the red line, fighting along the near boards. Goes in. Josh Merchant is on the ice now. Chases that puck down for DC Everest. Sun Prairie's got it behind the net, looking to center. 40 seconds now. It's on Merchant's stick for the Evergreens. Merchant, pretty nice pass. Evergreens clear it out, back to the red line. Sun Prairie looks to send it back in with a half minute to play. Too bad for Michael Moe that he didn't get the shutout. He did give up that power play goal. Michael Moe again, very solid in net. 20 seconds left in this one. It's behind the net. Back on to Josh Merchant's stick. Merchant sends it off the boards to Tyler Kohler and now into the corner. 15 seconds before we're done here at Green Heck. Evergreen's now behind the net, looking to center, comes out to the blue line, shot on goal, and it's saved, goes out into the corner. Put on by Matthew Yonke. 3 seconds left, and that's going to do it for tonight's game. Congratulations to the DC Everest Evergreens. They gave up a goal to Sun Prairie in the third period, and then got it back just 2 minutes later. DC Everest 4, Sun Prairie 1. We'll be back with a quick wrap-up after this break. You're listening to DC Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9. Welcome back to the DC Everest Green Heck Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. Just moments ago, the Evergreens defeated the Sun Prairie Cardinals 4-1. Sun Prairie about 2 hours on the bus before dropping this decision. Evergreens got 2 goals in the first period, both of them at even strength. Bryce Dively with an assist from Avery Allard and Alex Degner. And then 2 minutes later, the Evergreens tallied again. Austin Shiro with the goal, and Alex Degner gets the helper. At the end of the first period, the Evergreens had a 2-0 lead. We played scoreless hockey in the second period. The Evergreens went up 3-0 on Chris Babyars' goal. Babyars was right on the doorstep and scored from close range. Brady Burrell and Michael Plaza got assists. So the Evergreens were up 3-0, looked like they were cruising with 15 minutes left in this hockey match. They gave up their only goal on a power play.
If you see all and any of these season's games...
It was Andrew McGelt who scored. McGelt on the forehand side, wrapped around, and then from about 10 feet away, beat Michael Plaza upper left. Plaza was very solid in goal, finishes with 12 saves. Plaza came that close to getting the shutout. So with Sun Prairie getting within 3-1, the Evergreens reestablished their three-goal lead. About 2 minutes later, Nate Bruns scored for the Evergreens with an assist from Tyler Kohler and from Matthew Yonke to bring us to that 4-1 victory. Jake Thornton, the goalie for Sun Prairie, with 37 saves. And Michael Moe recording 12 saves tonight. Sun Prairie badly outshot in this game. The Evergreens put 41 shots on goal to Sun Prairie's 13. Again, the Evergreens will have a much more difficult test coming up on Tuesday night against Wisconsin Rapids. You will hear that game from Wisconsin Rapids here on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. That's going to do it from the Green Heck Fieldhouse tonight. If you are out driving, please be careful. Snow-covered, slippery roads around our region. Repeating our final score, the Evergreens defeat Sun Prairie 4-1. I'm Chris Conley. Thank you for joining us for our Evergreens hockey broadcast. And have a great night from Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.